BBC News. The respected Italian economist Mario Draghi has called for the country's political parties to unite behind him after he was asked to form a new coalition government. Mr. Draghi said he was confident that political unity would emerge, bringing an end to weeks of political turmoil. The top disease control official in the US has warned that new variants of the coronavirus are threatening to reverse recent declines in the number of cases in the country. Rochelle Walensky said recent new variant infections had been linked to behaviours like not wearing masks. 12 Mexican police officers have been arrested over their alleged involvement in the deaths of 19 people near the border with the United States. The charred bodies were found last month inside a burned-out vehicle. Ethiopia's state news agency says 15 people have been arrested in the capital Addis Ababa over a plot to attack the United Arab Emirates embassy. A second group was reported to have been planning to attack the UAE's mission in neighbouring Sudan. Emirati officials have not commented. The Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš has lashed out at the Constitutional Court after a ruling that will make it harder for his party to win the October election. Mr. Babiš said the court chairman had presidential ambitions and wanted to curry favour with smaller parties. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, Christophe Mbozo, a supporter of the president, has been elected head of the National Assembly. It's the latest sign that Félix Tshisekedi is wrestling political power away from his predecessor, Joseph Kabila. Canada has listed the Proud Boys and three other far-right organisations as terrorist entities. The all-male anti-immigrant Proud Boys describe themselves as Western chauvinists. Some members were among the supporters of Donald Trump, who stormed the US Capitol last month.